The next dictation by Dr. Sharon Armeza, MD, is patient Ruth Pluszynski, last name Pluszynski. This is a treadmill exercise stress test file, EST space, Pluszynski place R, CardioCare Associates letterhead. Treadmill exercise stress test, date of examination 10/14/22, referring physician Susan Flansman, F-L-A-N-Z-M-A-N, M.D., performing physician Sharon Armeza, M.D., new paragraph, clinical indication, 65-year-old female with history of hypertension, SVT, and VPCs, for stress test on medication, metoprolol tartrate, 37.5 milligrams Q12H, last taken 11 and a half hours prior to the test, close parentheses, period. Last taken 11 and a half hours prior to the test, comma, and amlodipine 5 milligrams, close parentheses, period. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, period, VPCs noted on the monitor at baseline, new paragraph. Baseline blood pressure, 120 over 80. Baseline heart rate, 73 beats per minute. New paragraph. The patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 1 second, I just want to see how long she went. The patient exercised for 10 minutes and 6 seconds, semicolon, one minute and 6 seconds into stage four of a Bruce protocol. To a peak heart rate of 141, parentheses, 90% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 163 over 80 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 22983, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a one-minute cool-down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%, new paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. Correction, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort or palpitations during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 11 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress, period. The patient had only a mild attenuation in heart rate response to exercise on her beta blocker, but was able to achieve greater than 85% maximum predicted heart rate. The patient had a final blood pressure of 114 over 68 and a heart rate of 75 at the end of the recovery period. There were asymptomatic monomorphic VPCs throughout baseline stress and recovery with episodes of trigeminy during stress and episodes of bigeminy and trigeminy during recovery. There was no SVT or ventricular tachycardia during the test. New paragraph. Conclusions. One. Correction. Next. At peak stress, during stress and during the recovery period, There were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia, period. New paragraph. Conclusions. One, normal ECG portion treble exercise stress test to 90% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. Two, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort or palpitations during stress of the recovery period. Three, the patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity range of 11 mets, comma, decreased from her prior stress test. Four, the patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of her blood pressure response to stress on her current medication. Period, the patient only had a mildly attenuated heart rate response to stress on her beta blocker, possibly related to the proximity to her scheduled next dose of medication. The patient was able to attain greater than 85% maximum predicted heart rate on her medication. Five, there were asymptomatic monomorphic VPCs throughout the test with episodes of trigeminy during stress and episodes of bigeminy and trigeminy during recovery. There was no ventricular tachycardia or SVT noted during the test. There were no other significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armes, MD.